And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post Show with Jackson Burns.
All right, and here we are on the Friday Post Show. My name is Jackson, and with me, a very special guest, Mr. Dwayne Wiggins. What's up, Wiggy?
What up with you, Big Jack?
So this has been a hell of a week, huh? I mean, the Mac and Zappy stuff is out of control, but the funny, like, the most interesting part of the week for me was definitely when Sophie blocked Courtney on Instagram.
Yeah, that to me, because, you know, Courtney is, you know, Instagram's a big world for her now. And, you know, Sophie was definitely one of her high-profile followers, and now she got the old stiff arm, you know. They call that back back in the industry. Like, nah.
I loved it that during the commercials you were just egging her on and just getting her, you know, getting her riled up about it.
Well, you know, Jack, I mean, I get it. I get where she's coming from, you know, but you talking about her man, you know, you talking about Sophie's man. She probably not going to take to that too well. So she probably was like, you know what? Nah, fuck this. I'm not about to have this chick be following me. She talking shit about my dude.
Yeah, you said that your wife would go ham on her, right?
Oh, yeah. She lucky that my wife would have went. She would have saw her out at the event and been like, hey, bitch, if you don't keep my man's name out your mouth, I'm going to drag you all over these bowling lanes.
Has that actually ever happened when you guys were out? Like, have you guys ever gotten into a confrontation like that?
Nah, not really, because, you know, my wife is the nicest person. Just don't cross her. So not really. She ain't really. I mean, she might have had to check somebody once or twice, but nothing really crazy.
And Rich Keefe, just dressed like a hot dog, just walked past me, so that distracted the hell out of me. yesterday, I was speculating on this show that I assume that your wife is an excellent cook. I don't know why, but I just have a feeling. Uh-huh. Yeah?
Yeah, she's a really good cook. She makes her famous black mac and cheese, which, you know, she makes that for the holidays. And she makes an unbelievable nachos and quesadillas. So she does it. Yeah, so she knows her way around the kitchen. But then again, she knows her way around the kitchen, the bedroom, the business office. She's more, you know, what they say, you kick that, you outkick your coverage.
Yep.
I guess I might have outkicked my coverage on this one.
I feel like I have definitely outkicked my coverage, too. We all have. We're, you know.
But then again, what's that say about us? We must really be had that Mac game if we can really, you know, bag a bad one. If you can
Absolutely.
Get to a bad one, you got to give yourself more credit. Like, yo, you must really had that game, and you were spitting that game when you got your lady. The same way, you know, I was kind of spitting that game when I got mine, and here it is almost 30 years later, and I'm still holding on to that thing.
Damn, almost 30 years. Jeez, that's good for you, man.
Yeah, you know. You gotta make sure.
Sorry. I wanted to ask you, what was your first job in radio?
My first job in radio?
Yeah, I know that was random, but I was thinking about that earlier.
Was basically like on air, like an on air fill-in. Because remember, I got into radio after I was done playing, so I didn't really have to do, like, no street team stuff or anything like that. I was more of like, hey, can you come on for a couple hours, like, as a fill-in host? So I would say, like, maybe more like being a fill-in type guy.
And where was that? Was that around here? Or?
Well, originally it was in Georgia, when I lived down in Georgia, probably back in about, like, 08, 09. So I used to go on the show down there. What's it called? The Fan or something. I think it's called The Fan. It's in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I used to go on with this dude. And they think his name was like Steak Shapiro. He's from around here. And you know, used to be like, hey, can you come in for a couple hours? Obviously, talk, you know, SEC football. You know, I played for Georgia, but just NFL and just sports in general. So originally it was down in Georgia doing that kind of stuff. So
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yep, yep.
One other thing that I wanted to mention earlier this week, there's been some clashes on the show recently. Like Greg has gotten pretty pissed off a few times. Like when the what was it the other day? Oh yeah, when Shine was flashing the light and you kept talking. What is that like between you guys? Like during the commercials, is there a lot of tension, or do you just kind of like you move on from it right away? Or
no, it don't bother me. I just I don't take nothing serious. So I mean, I don't have no tension. Greg, Greg got to run the show. And then at times, like you say, little Howard Stern-ish show, he the king of the castle. So if you ain't doing something he want, then maybe he bark on you a little bit. But, when he bark on me, it don't bother me. I mean, it is what it is. I don't, ain't no tension or anything like that. You just keep it moving. You know what I mean? It's like, Jackson, if your mama yells at you, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, she yelling at me or whatever. She told me to clean up the room, but I didn't do it at the time she wanted me to do it. So she kind of barking on me, and you kind of look at it like, all right, whatever. And then, and then once she's done barking you, you move on. You'd be like, hey, Ma, what's for dinner?
Hey, Greg, what's for dinner?
Right, exactly. Right, Greg, what's for dinner? You know what I mean? So that's kind of, Greg, again, he's the leader of the show. He's a macaroni winner, man. It's got to be difficult.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, he strives for perfection, and he wants everybody else around him to do so too. He's kind of like Belichick.
Yeah, exactly.
Belichick.
So yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, it don't bother me. Does it bother you when he yells at you?
Oh no, I mean, I get scared. It's at the time you start sweating, start the nervous sweats, but you get over it real quick. And he's actually pretty good at putting me at ease. Like I would apologize to him after the show if I had a mess up or whatever. He's like, dude, don't worry about it. We moved on. It's fine.
Right, right. So, Big Jack, the biggest question is we need a Big Jack segment.
I know.
Every week. Right. I've been pushing for it. So we got to get a Big Jack segment.
I know. I was thinking that too, because the pen game kind of thing kind of fizzled out. But you're right. I got to figure out a gimmick to get on at least once a week.
I like it. Call it the Big Jack segment.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Let's me and you brainstorm on that over the next few days.
All right.
All right. Well, yeah, I can see you're at your destination, so I'll let you go and enjoy your Friday.
I'm about to go do my weekly weigh-in at Transition Medical Weight Loss, see how many more LBs
nice,
I lost.
Nice, nice.
And then after that, I got to go get my wig split, so.
Oh, yeah? And then you got your Halloween stuff all set, right? You don't have any last-second moving around to do?
Nah, see, unlike everybody else, let me get into this real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike everybody else, Big Jack, let me tell you how I work. I am somebody a Halloween hardo. I feel like if we gonna dress up, have your shit ready to go, figure out what it is you want to be, make sure you got your shit so you ain't last minute and you got to put some type of effort in there. Like if you go out and get a costume, I got no problem with that, whether you want to do face paint, just the costume. But when somebody wears something that they got right out of their closet for Halloween, then I'm like, then we need to clown this motherfucker.
Yeah, you can't half-ass it. If you're going to go all the way, right?
Right, and if you're going to half-ass it, then you should be clowned, right? That's what we do here. You should be clowned, whether you Greg, Courtney, afternoon show, midday show. If you half-ass in Halloween, you should be clowned. That's my thing.
Midday show's got it on point right now. Gresh is like sweating his balls off in that big Stay Puft Marshmallow Man costume.
Right, like that. That's what I'm saying. All right, you went, you put a little effort into
yep.
it. So I got no. So I'm ready to go. I think everybody's really, really going to be. They're gonna like what I have to wear on Monday.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Can't wait. All right, Wiggy, I'll let you go, man. Thank you very much.
Are you dressing up, Big Jack?
Yes, I am. I don't know what I'm going to be yet, but I'm going to put some effort into it. I'm not going to half-ass it for you on account of you, for sure. I don't want to get clowned.
All right. Well, I like that. Well, I can't wait to see what you're doing.
Cool, man. All right. Thanks, Wiggs.
You got it.
Happy Halloween. Have a good weekend.
Same to you, brother.
And that's the show.